Cape Talk. The Africa Report. With JJ Cornish.
JJ Cornish, bonjour. Very good morning to you from a cold, wet and rainy Cape Town.
Bonjour to you, Zane. From a high felt that threatened yet again to have a storm and then spat just a little bit.
at least you got the promise and we got the full story down here, hey?
Yeah.
Madagascar goes to the polls tomorrow. 10 million voters and 36 presidential candidates. One of the world's poorest countries, Madagascar is?
Yes, it certainly is. And having 36 presidential candidates, I think, indicates the weakness of the parties there. But what we have is Heri Rajwan Ariman Pianini, Andry Rajoelina, Mark Ravalomanana. Those are the three front runners. The fourth president is, of course, Didier Ratsiraka. But at this time, it seems that Rajoelina, the guy who was led the country after the coup in 2009 until 2013 when Rajwan Ariman Pianini came in, he's the guy that ousted Mark Ravalomanana. He seems to be the front runner at this time. Ravalomanana in second place and Rajwan with only 4% in third place. The country, as I say, very, very poor. I've observed two elections there before. 48 years that they've been battling with political instability. It's a country with great potential, but really, really, you see the people battling. They have famine at times and they have plague at times. I mean, it really is heartbreaking to see because they're such wonderful people. One of the issues in this election, for example, Zane, is cattle theft, with Rajoelina saying they're going to put sensors on all the cows, and Ravalomanana still battling him furiously, saying, no, we'd rather use drones for in this battle. But, you know, this is the country where more than 76.2% of the population suffer extreme poverty. We don't know if there will be a result tomorrow. It's a close-run thing. If they don't have anyone with 50% plus one vote, they will have a rerun on the 19th of December.
And that's Madagascar going to the polls tomorrow. 10 million voters in Madagascar trying to select out of the 36 presidential candidates, at least one person who is going to then become the president. Moving on from that story, JJ, United States is set to end trade benefits with Mauritius for what they call failing to make progress on enforced labor.
Well, you know, that's the AGOA Act, which is a very important act, which allows the African Growth and Opportunities Act that allows countries that meet certain requirements duty-free access to some on some items into the American market. Donald Trump is saying January 1, if we don't get progress or significant progress from Mauritania, they will be excluded from AGOA. You know, they're wanting them to end forced labor and hereditary, what they call hereditary slave practices. Mauritania was the last country on the planet to outlaw slavery. That was with a presidential decree back in 1981. But it wasn't until 2007 that they actually passed laws outlawing slavery and bringing people to court. So it is a real problem in that country, and we speak about it very often. And I think this kind of pressure from the United States is probably a good thing if it gets them to move.
Now, moving on from that story, JJ, Africa's looming debt crisis, and this is with China at the center of the problem. This is under the spotlight in London.
Yes, well, the Financial Times Africa Means Business conference starts tomorrow, and they're talking about China overburdening African countries with huge loans for infrastructure projects and so on that these countries cannot hope ever to repay. There's $417 billion of African debt to China at this time. And the question is China using this debt to expand its global influence? This is certainly going to come up at this conference, a two-day conference. Seems that we're talking in economic terms about Africa all over the globe at this time. And great for that, isn't it?
Isn't Cyril Ramaphosa thinking of also taking a loan from China? And I speak under correction.
Well,
yeah. Wasn't
taken,
that on the table?
The Eskom's taken a loan, yeah.
Yes.
So we don't know exactly the terms. You know, we'd like to know more about that loan, frankly.
But the problem is basically is that, you know, the Eskom has taken this loan and it's basically just going to keep it in debt, and debt is not such a good thing if it needs to sort of turn around, you know, its crisis that it's in at the moment.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. But then, you know, the president answers, what do we do? You know, nobody will lend us money. We need the money. We've got to get it. We'll go to people who will lend it to us, and that is China.
And that's JJ Cornish bringing us up to speed about what's happening on the African continent. Ademe, JJ, and have a good day.
Ademe, mon vieux.